Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Evictions are now banned in Boston, at least temporarily. The Public Health Commission and Acting Mayor Kim Janey announced the moratorium yesterday, days after the Supreme Court struck down a federal eviction ban that was put in place by the CDC. Joining us now to talk more about the decision is Acting Mayor Kim Janey. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you, Steve.
So why'd you put this in place, and why now?
Well, Steve, you know, like we all know, that there was a housing crisis long before COVID-19. The pandemic has served to exacerbate this issue, make residents in Boston even more vulnerable. And we had an opportunity and an obligation to make sure we are doing everything possible to keep residents in their homes during this time.
Mm-hmm. How is this going to be enforced, and how long will it be in place?
Well, the courts will enforce it. It will be in place as long as we think it is needed. With the expiration of the federal protection, it was really important that we acted on the local level.
Mm-hmm. Earlier this week, one of your election opponents, Councillor Andrea Campbell, called for an eviction ban. Was this a political move on your part?
You know, I've been very clear throughout. I will not politicize the pandemic. I will continue to prioritize the people of Boston. I've been a staunch advocate on housing issues long before I became mayor, on the council, and even before elected office. I will always put the people first. We know that this is a crisis, and it's incumbent upon us to do everything we can to protect the residents. It's why I've led on vaccines and making sure that we were getting vaccines in arms. We now have 70% of residents with at least one shot in their arm in terms of the protection of the life-saving vaccine, and we've got to continue to make sure that our housing is stable. If anyone is in need of help, they should contact our housing stability office and get the help that they need.
Mm-hmm. Some landlords have pushed back against eviction bans. They say that they're saddling them with debt. What is your response to the landlords?
Well, this is why we have the Rental Relief Fund. That is available for tenants and landlords who are having difficulty. We have helped so far, 3,400 households with this rental relief. Yesterday, I also launched a foreclosure prevention fund of $5 million. We are doing everything to provide the supports needed for anyone who is having difficulty during this time due to the pandemic. And so there are resources available for tenants and landlords, and we encourage people to apply and reach out and get the support they need. The goal here is to keep people in their homes, particularly during the pandemic, which we see is not over, unfortunately.
What's the best way to access this tenant relief fund? You go to the city website, call City Hall?
Yes.
How do you do that? What should people do?
Yes, indeed. People should come. They should call City Hall. They should go online and visit the Office of Housing Stability for more information. They can always call 311 for more information as well on how to get connected to these important resources.
Okay, thank you very much, Boston Acting Mayor Kim Janey. Thank you for speaking to Morning Edition today.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.